We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is really great news about Dr. John. Even in his failing health, Dr. John recording a new album, and he always wanted to do something with a country ambiance, and he does Hank Williams and Johnny Cash. Cannot wait to hear that. Dr. John's New Orleans style of music and funk married with country music is going to be very interesting. We are hoping to get a hold of the producer of the album. We know who the producer is. We're hoping to get a hold of him by the end of the week. If you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. The Scoot Report is our daily Facebook video. It is up on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. It has also been shared on the SOTA Facebook page. And it's a conversation about how we're living in a time when people go out of their way to not only have a different opinion, but they go out of their way to tell other people specifically how they should lead their lives. People try to dictate lifestyle. That's essentially what it's about. You can be a part of that by going to WWL Radio or the SOT Facebook page. Coming up after the news at 2:30, something happened on this day in 1967 at this level of the Supreme Court. And it really does remind all of us that really hardcore racism is not that far behind us. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, Amy Schumer, the comedian, and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, they have been bashed for pictures they posted on social media. And I think this is part of that indication that there are too many people in America trying to tell other people how to lead their lives, trying to personally get involved in their lives. So we'll talk about that later. Coming up, I want to continue to talk about President Trump and Joe Biden. We've got another couple of comments from these two. And I guess the question is President Trump helping Joe Biden by making him the target of his political jabs? Because essentially President Trump in the last, I don't know, really for a while now, but especially in the last couple of days, President Trump has really elevated Joe Biden to the position of, this is the guy I'm going to be running against. And I think that's going to help Joe Biden. Now, there are polls out, and I realized that the polls in 2016 said that Hillary was going to win, and Hillary did not win. I got a text earlier from somebody who said that Trump supporters don't want to participate in polls because they're afraid people are going to come get their guns. Now, I don't know about that, but that's kind of a ridiculous notion. But you really can't always believe the polls. But I can tell you that there are signs that President Trump and the White House are responding to their internal polling. These are reports that are coming out. And also the national polling that is public, which shows that Joe Biden leads President Trump nationally by 13 points. But again, you know, this is very early on. It doesn't matter. It's just a measure of where we are right now, but it's not a predictor of what's going to happen. And then also with Joe Biden, President Trump is again making him like his prime target, to the point where the others don't matter. And like, and as far as the, like, what was it, 24, 25 people now, maybe 25 Democrats running? I mean, that's a joke. And some of these Democrats don't even have the, I would have as good a chance as some of these Democrats. Seriously, they don't even have a chance. So it's going to come down to a few. In fact, Elizabeth Warren, according to one national poll, has just moved into the top spot. So again, you know, you pay attention to the polls because you kind of want to see where you are. And President Trump and the White House appear to be taking the polls seriously. So if you're a Trump supporter, you should, you know, not totally dismiss the polls. John Stewart, and as soon as I say the name, many of you just shut your brains down because you think he's this wacko, liberal, anti-Trumper, and you don't really care about what anything John Stewart says. The comedian from The Daily Show was before Congress yesterday. John Stewart said things that even hardcore conservatives can agree with. The question is, will they drop the label? Will they drop their criticism of John Stewart and accept what he says? Because there's no way there's no way you could be a really true conservative and really disagree with what John Stewart said. Here's part of what he had to say, and he was really outraged that he's talking about the funds that are running out to continue to fund and help the 9/11 victims and their families. And John Stewart was upset that many of the committee members did not even show up.
When it came time to vote, they all said, you know, she doesn't like Trump very much, but what else
we were going to do cut five first. Cut five first, and then we'll do cut eight. That's cut five? Well, I don't know. Cut five is mismarked here. See, that happens. That was President Trump, not John Stewart. All right, we'll figure out what happened there. You have the cut? Okay, here is John Stewart talking to Congress yesterday.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
And so, again, this is an exercise in how we should all drop the categories, drop the names, drop the labels, and listen to what people say. Because there are things that President Trump says that even if you don't like Trump, you can agree with, if you allow yourself to agree with those things. And if you love Trump, there are things that he says that you should not agree with. And that's okay. But, you know, we're so into this tribal politics that we just so get clustered up in our political tribes that we can't even honestly assess what people say. And John Stewart, you know, a liberal guy, anti-Trump, said some things that a lot of people could agree with. Okay, so here's President Trump on the campaign trail talking about former Vice President Joe Biden.
When it came time to vote, they all said, you know, she doesn't like Trump very much, but what else does she stand for? Same thing's happening with Sleepy Joe. He's a sleepy guy.
Is he? I mean, the president is like taking the gloves off. He's going after Biden. Here is what Joe Biden had to say about President Trump.
A young woman came up to me and said, why shouldn't I vote for a woman? You should. Want to vote for a woman? Vote for a woman. That's a fine thing to do. They're equally as qualified as any man. The question is, who is best prepared at this moment to handle the issues that are before us? Who's most likely to be able to beat President Trump? Because if that doesn't happen, nothing changes.
Well, I think there's no question that right now there's a lot of bad blood between President Trump and Joe Biden. You can't believe that the polls are predicting what's going to happen, but the polls are taking the temperature of the political climate right now. Are they accurate? We're not going to know until after the election in 2020. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. It's Wednesday. Week is half over, and we'll be right back on WWL. Well, that's what was happening yesterday between President Trump and Joe Biden. And here's another comment from President Trump. You know, they were both in Iowa at one point and in different locations. And here's part of what President Trump had to say about Joe Biden.
He makes his stance in Iowa once every 2 weeks, and then he mentions my name 74 times in one speech. I don't know. That reminds me of Crooked Hillary. She did the same thing.
And here's Joe Biden talking about President Trump.
Not talking about him personally, talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character or lack thereof, if you argue that. That is not my job.
If you thought 2016 was exciting, just wait, because 2020 is going to be even more exciting. It's going to be more chaotic. It's going to be crazier. And we will be talking about it here. And look, I'll have my opinion and you'll have your opinion, but it's going to be great talk radio through the entire election process. In fact, there are a couple of Democratic presidential nominee debates coming up this summer. So, like, just get ready, fasten your seatbelts, because chances are there will be some turbulence. The Supreme Court has rejected the case of an atheist who was fighting to have In God We Trust removed from our money and currency. I think as long as an atheist has the right to use our money with In God We Trust and chooses to use our money, I don't see why there's a problem here. You know, in the same way that people who are of a specific religion have to accept certain things that they may not like, there are certain things that atheists have to accept as well. Because the world is never going to be a perfect place for everybody. And that's okay, because that is reality. And it seems to me that we're kind of in this struggle to where there are groups that are fighting because they want the world created in their image. They want the world to be exactly the way they think it should be, and that's just not realistic. From Harahan, Bob, welcome to the show.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, I was kind of trying to refer to the last call that you had, and I don't exactly recall what he was saying about the baby, the abortion or whatever. Do you remember whether it was early term or if she, and then you said if she didn't want the baby.
Oh, the guy was bringing up the idea. And look, I understand the confusion about this. If a pregnant woman is killed, it doesn't matter where she is in the stage of development, where the fetus is in the stage of development. If a pregnant woman who chooses to, you know, take her baby to take the fetus to full term, then she's protected, and the fetus is protected by law. That you could be charged with a double homicide, and so that confuses a lot of people. But if up to a certain point, a woman chooses to exercise her right to have a legal abortion, she does have that right, and it's different from a double homicide in the case of a pregnant woman.
Well, how are you supposed to know whether she plans on keeping the baby or not? It may be in a lawsuit if she got hit by a car in an accident and the baby was killed, but she survived and she's fine. She sues for the life of the baby. And it's like it's an asset then, but if she plans on not keeping the baby, then it's an inconvenience, so I'll just kill it and get rid of it.
Well, Bob, wait a minute. Well, first of all, you know, I don't know how much you know about it, but I'm under the impression that there are not a lot of women there are some who do, but a lot of women do not have abortions for birth control. Some do, and I'm not for that. I mean, I am pro-life. I'm against abortion, but I'm also pro-choice because I'm not going to make that decision for somebody. So, you know, I understand the confusion, but if a woman is pregnant, if she's 3 months pregnant, then obviously she's not having an abortion. If she is pregnant, then that means she is keeping her child, and therefore the child is worthy of protection under the law. I don't make the laws, Bob. I'm just relating this.
Well, if she's 3 months pregnant, she could still get an abortion in a lot of states. And I don't know if
well, but if she decided, if she's still at that point pregnant and she's not having an abortion, then the law says, okay, it's a double homicide.
Okay. And then you could go before the judge and say she's had three or four abortions before that judge, I shouldn't be guilty here and have to negligent fetus time, whatever it is, because she planned on aborting the baby anyway, and the records, our history shows she had three or four abortions in the past. She doesn't want to be responsible for the kids.
Well, I don't know how a court would interpret that. I mean, you personally are just, you know, making this this grand projection on why this woman would have an abortion, and I don't know if you could say that. A woman can have had four abortions, and she could say, well, I'm having this baby. I'm gonna let this fetus develop into a baby.
Yeah, well, it's a convenience issue for the mothers.
In some cases, it is, Bob. But I would think in the case I would think in the case of rape or incest, it's not about convenience. It's about, you know, you're not going to tell me to have this child when I was raped or when I was, you know, the victim of incest within the family.
Yeah, but that's the exception rather than the rule.
But not in Alabama.
Let me tell you, women, girls, and I don't. Different races are going around getting pregnant from several different men at different times and having babies and no plan to nurture, take care of them, have them educated, because they have no education themselves.
That's true.
They cannot give the child an informal education whatsoever, and then they put the child in school and expect the school system to raise the kid.
I know. That's a big problem. So what do we do with those kids? What do we do with the women that got pregnant and they didn't have an abortion, but they also don't plan to raise the child? It's not the fault of those kids.
It's the fault of the mother.
Exactly. So what do we do with the kids?
No, I'm saying do not get pregnant.
Well, I understand that, but
we let the mother raise the child, okay, and say she's a negligent mother, she doesn't give a darn. Then the baby ends up on the streets committing crimes, and this is an ongoing process. Generation after generation, the inner cities or wherever they have them, you got all these juveniles because they had no upcoming, no one to take care of, no father in the house, or the future criminals.
Well, you're right, Bob. I mean, I spend a lot of time on this show talking about that. It is definitely a problem.
Well, I think if a woman gets pregnant and gets an abortion, she ought to have her tubes tied by the government.
Well, you know, better than that, I would say that if you're out there sexually active, I don't have time to make this point before the news, so I'll try to make it when we come back. But I understand why this is so passionate. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll be right back. All right, as President Trump and Joe Biden kind of go at it, here's a song that President Trump was reportedly singing to Joe Biden just yesterday on the campaign trail. All right, so the crew of ISIS, and, you know, that's a ladies group. It's not like the terrorist group. The crew of ISIS is moving to Kenner. And this could be a trend of opening up some Mardi Gras parades in Kenner. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is President Trump helping Joe Biden by making him the target of negative political jabs? 50% yes, 50% no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Jimmy, welcome to our show.
Hey. Glad to be on.
Thanks.
Love your show.
Appreciate it.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about this child or unborn child. They're trying to determine at what point it's not a parasite or when the heart beats determines that it's a child. But when is a child actually able to live without its parent?
You mean even after it's born?
Even after it's born.
Yeah.
Because technically, it's still a parasite until it can feed and clothe itself.
Yeah. You know, that's an interesting point of this discussion. I mean, there are people who tell you that their 18-year-old kids still can't do it.
Well, yeah, I have one. but my concern, you know, and if all of this is going to be subjective, you could say, you know what, it's a parasite if the mother has the child and wants to give it up for adoption, but nobody wants to take it, and it still can't live on its own, then technically we should kill it then.
Well, Jimmy, I think the argument would be that it is the medical community that has determined when the fetus is viable outside of the womb of the mother, and that's when the unborn child becomes a ward of the state. In the same way that, you know, you can't beat your kids, you can't do whatever you want with your kids are protected by the state, by law, and so an unborn child at a certain point is protected by law based on the idea that it can medically, if it is given help, I mean, obviously it needs certain assistance, but it is capable with that assistance of living outside of the womb. The ones that the fetuses that cannot, this is based on the law, are not protected by the law if they cannot live outside of the mother. But, you know, that's what these heartbeat fetal heartbeat laws are supposed to challenge.
Yeah, I hear you. It just seems like we're fighting more to avoid responsibility than we are whether or not to keep or kill a child. It's just personal responsibility. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, it is. It is. I mean, I had a text from somebody earlier who says, I'm a male, and, you know, I don't like the fact that that a woman can make the decision about my unborn child. Well, then you need to be really careful about who you have sex with, or don't have unprotected sex, or don't have sex.
It is two parties, though.
Yeah. Well, it is. And sometimes it's really not even a party.
Well, yeah. Right.
Jimmy, I appreciate the call, man. Good luck with your 18-year-old son still living at home. If you do want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, text is 870-870. Okay. What in the hell is going on with St. Tammany Parish Sheriff, former St. Tammany Parish Sheriff, Jack Strain? WTF. I mean, seriously. Insane. Three counts of aggravated rape, one each of incest, sexual battery, and indecent behavior with a juvenile. And even though these things go back a long time, if it involves juveniles, it's my understanding that there's no statute of limitations there. St. Tammany District Attorney Warren Montgomery said the investigation began in the fall of 2017. And there's evidence that Strain was engaging in some of these sex crimes when he was sheriff. This is one sick puppy. And I know he's innocent until proven guilty, but boy, there sure is a lot of evidence against this guy. And I'll say he's alleged doing all these. Is he still in jail? I think he's still in jail. There's a $400,000 bond for him, so we have to come up with at least 10%, 40 grand. And I don't know that he did yet. But, you know, again, you know, don't we expect more out of certain people in society? Like, to be honest with you, and I know they're human beings, but I expect more out of somebody that becomes a police officer. And maybe that's unfair. I expect more out of somebody that becomes a priest. I expect more out of a politician that says, this is who I am the righteous one. When these people fail, I'm more disappointed than if just an average person fails. In some ways, I guess it's exactly the same, but I'm just giving you my impression of it. But because it's so scary that a police officer, and especially a sheriff, head of the whole department, has so much power. And if he has evil on his mind, he can use that power to manifest his evil thoughts. Something happened on this day in 1967 that I want to bring to your attention, because there are people who say, you know, racism is over. It's done. Oh, maybe there's a little bit here and there, but, you know, that was a long, long time ago. Well, this is a reminder that it really wasn't that long ago. It was on this day, June 12th, 1967, the U.S. Supreme Court, in the case of Loving versus Virginia, unanimously struck down state laws prohibiting interracial marriage. Long after the Beatles came to America, long after the British invasion, there were laws on the books in states that still said if you're black and you're white, you cannot get married because you're different races. That was not struck down until 1967. And ironically, the song that was the number one song the entire year, the number one song of 1967, was this song, To Sir With Love by Lulu, which was from the movie starring Sidney Poitier about a white student and a black teacher, an older teacher and a younger student getting together. So here was a song that represented the baby boomer generation, that rock generation that was standing up for equality. And this song and the movie To Sir With Love really was about attacking racism. And on this day in 1967, the Supreme Court said it is unconstitutional to prevent blacks and whites from getting married. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. Hey, somebody's going down. I'm telling you, this 2020 election is going to make 2016 look like it was a picnic. I mean, it's going to get really ugly, and it's going to be really exciting. And we're going to be here every afternoon to get together and talk about it. And I'll have my opinion, and you'll have your opinion. But as you know, I have never in my career endorsed a presidential candidate. I have never in my career revealed who I have voted for on the air. I think one time years ago when I was on WWL back in the early 90s, I did admit that one time I voted for independent John Anderson. And I forget, it must have been the election of 88. I thought John Anderson was a really good guy. He was an independent. I voted for him. But that's the only time I've ever revealed that. And to this day, people are convinced they know how I voted in the last election. But you can speculate, but you don't know for sure. And that, look, that's my choice because, you know, if you say who you vote for, then listeners will just come back and say, well, you voted for him. I mean, they use that as an attack. They use that as a weapon against you. So, I mean, why bother? You know, you think you can figure it out, but I'm not telling you who I voted for. But we will have a lot of fun conversations about the whole thing. Here's a text that says, everybody locally on the North Shore, born and raised from the North Shore, we all knew it was just a matter of time before something happened with Strain. Interesting. I mean, I heard things in recent times about him, but didn't know anything for sure. Here's a text that says on the say Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office website, it says his bail is $2.4 million. That would make more sense to me, but I saw in the news last night $400,000. So, I don't know. Has that changed? And I would think that somebody like, I mean, come on, a former politician can't come up with $40,000 to get out of jail? I mean, that's pretty unrealistic. Because you think that anybody would amass enough of a wealth if you're a former politician to get out of jail. But how ironic is it that Jack Strain is in the very jail that a sheriff, he put so many people in? I mean, I can't imagine a scenario in my life where it would be that surreal for me. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, you're the sheriff, and now you're in jail. I mean, you're looking through the bars one way your entire career, and now you're looking through the bars the other way. And I thought it was really interesting when they showed him getting out of the SUV and taken into the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. It was like they had to direct him where to go. It's like he was kind of going in the wrong direction. I'm thinking, dude, you don't know where to go? I mean, you were sheriff for a long time. You took people here. You knew where to go. So, but it was interesting how at that moment he wasn't really sure where to go. Well, they directed him in the right direction. Is President Trump helping Joe Biden by making him the target of his negative political jabs? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. 54% say no, he's not. 46% say yes, he is. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, thank you, Scoot, for having the blanks to talk about Jack Strain. Another text says, the Beatles refused to play to segregated audiences. I did not know that. It doesn't really surprise me, but I did not know that. And, you know, again, the fact that until 1967, I mean, there still may have been laws on the books after that, but until 1967, it was legal for a state to ban a black and white from getting married based on their race. You know, 1967, it was a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago. I mean, there were a lot of people around who were alive in 1967. They remember the year very well. And then there were some that were doing a lot of drugs and LSD, and they were here, but they don't really remember much about it. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, that's a good point. Women cannot get pregnant alone. They need help from a man. Oh, no. Yeah, it's true. You can't get pregnant alone. I mean, there are ways that you can do it by proxy, I guess. But, you can't do it by yourself. I mean, you need the assistance of the man. Because there's the male egg and then there's the female egg. I guess it's a male sperm. It's not an egg. So, I love the guys that have the attitude like, they shouldn't be able to do that. Well, maybe you shouldn't impregnate them. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, there's a fight inside of Uncle Joe, there's a fight inside of President Trump. And I saw in a poll earlier today that Elizabeth Warren has now moved in second place over Bernie Sanders, and the rest are just down, and they're so low. And you know, I know he never announced it officially, but our former mayor has got to be disappointed that the field got so crowded, and somehow his quest to be president didn't seem to pan out. I mean, it's not too late; he can still get in the race. But, you know, I think this just goes to show you that you have to be more than a single-issue candidate. And it seemed to me that Mitch Landrieu was using race as a single issue, the guy who orchestrated the taking down of the monuments. And you have to be more than a single-issue candidate, because a single issue is not always going to be popular. If the issue is really hot, you know, you'll get a lot of attention. But if the issue somehow calms down a little bit, then you have to be much, much deeper than that. Here is a text that says, in 1987, there was a restaurant in Magnolia, Mississippi that had a black entrance and a white entrance and a wall separating the two sides. I can't imagine that. And speaking of restaurants, I'm getting some texts from people who want to know the chefs and the bartenders that are hosting this bake sale to raise money to support abortion rights in Louisiana. It's Saturday, June 22nd from 3 to 7 at the Magazine Merchant House at 1150 Magazine Street. They're going to be selling baked goods and cocktails to raise money for Planned Parenthood and the New Orleans Abortion Fund. The event is called Just Cause, a boozy bake sale for reproductive rights. And we talked to one of the chefs earlier, and he is very proud of what they're doing. And he knows there's going to be backlash, and he doesn't care. So these chefs and bartenders understand that there will be people who will say, well, I'm not going to your restaurant. They are so behind what they're doing that they don't care. And I guess they're hoping that the marketplace, you know, works itself out to where there are people who may not have gone out of their way to support their restaurant, but now they're going to because they agree with the cause. And that's the way the free market works. From the North Shore, Paul, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon, young man. How you doing?
Well, I'm good. I don't know that I'm that young, but I appreciate you saying that. I feel young. I feel good.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, it ain't no surprise about the former sheriff, Jack Stream, because they got Walter Reed. You know, when you got one in office, hired another one, they sweep it under the rug and keep it covered up. Now we got a sheriff over there that ain't sweeping nothing underneath the rug, and it's coming all to light. They got one more sheriff they need to get, and that's in Tanksboro Parish. Once they get him, they'll have all the crooks in a bag. Now, as far as that comment you made about Mitch Landrieu, he should have never been mayor, man. How many times did he run before he made mayor?
I don't know.
He did that to prove a point to people. He ran three times before he become mayor. I'm from the West Bank of New Orleans. I kept up with the moon cookie. That's what we call him, Mitch Landrieu, the moon cookie.
Well, he won. I mean, he won the election fairly. It doesn't matter how many times he ran before, but he did did win. I think his appeal on the presidential national level was limited.
I do, too, and I don't think Joe Biden and Donald Trump should be up there having a war of words. They should be worried about trying to better the country instead of fighting among themselves, because if you want to know my opinion, don't neither one of them need to be president, because can't neither one of them lead a mule to a water trough to drink.
All right, so who do you think would be a candidate that could lead a mule to a water trough?
What's that woman's name? That little short woman with the glasses? She can lead a pair of mules to the water trough and drink.
Elizabeth Warren?
That's right. She can lead a pair of mules to the water. It don't matter who they nominate, long as Donald Trump gets out of there, man, because he ain't doing nothing but making a mockery of the country. How many times has presidents fired people? I'm almost 50 years old, man, and I ain't never seen nobody play swinging doors like Donald Trump does with the White House.
Paul, I have to leave it.
He was in there for a reason.
I have to leave it there. I've got news coming up, but I want you to pay attention to the fact that call supporting Elizabeth Warren bashing Trump came from the North Shore. It came from St. Tammany Parish, which means that there's a lot of diversity here. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.